Psalm 66, Through Fire and Water. Yesterday, Psalm 65 ended with fields shouting for joy. Psalm 66 asks a harder question. How did God's people arrive at that singing? The answer is not by an easy road. This psalm is a procession through sea, net, burden, fire, water, temple, and finally testimony. Notice the movement of the poem. First, all the earth. Then, O peoples. Then at last, all you who fear God. The circle narrows from creation to the nations to the worshipper's own soul. That is how praise matures. We begin with God's mighty acts in history. We end with what those acts have done inside us. The great memory at the centre is Exodus. Sea turned to dry ground, river crossed on foot. But the shock of the psalm is this. The God who opens the sea is the same God who leads his people into a net. He tests them as silver is refined. In Hebrew, this is smelting language. God does not merely inspect his people, he heats them. Western Christians often assume suffering is an interruption of God's saving work. Psalm 66 says it can be the very shape of it. Redemption is not only release from Egypt, it is also purification in the wilderness. And the humiliation is real. You let men ride over our heads uses the language of conquest. In the ancient world, defeat was not only pain, it was public shame. Yet the psalm dares to bless God for this too, not because pain is good, but because God wastes none of it. Verse 12 ends with abundance, but the Hebrew suggests something even richer, a place of overflow, of saturation, where constriction finally gives way and the soul can breathe again. God sometimes leads his people through tight places to teach them that only he is spacious. Then comes a beautiful turn, from come and see to come and hear. Public miracle becomes personal testimony. The worshipper brings vows to the house of God. In Israel, this was not private sentiment. A thanksgiving offering often became a shared meal before the Lord, a public act of costly gratitude. Grace was never meant to make us vague. It teaches us to answer mercy with embodied obedience. One searching line remains. If I treasure sin in my heart, I should not expect easy communion with God. The issue is not flawlessness, but cherished revolt. Prayer is hindered less by weakness confessed than by darkness protected. Augustine heard here the voice of the church refined through affliction. In Christ, the psalm reaches deeper still. He entered the ultimate furnace and flood, bore shame in public, and came through death into the truly spacious place for us. So when God brings us through fire and water, it is not rejection. It is the severe mercy of the risen shepherd. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah 43:2, 1 Peter 1:6-7, 1 Corinthians 10:1-4, Hebrews 13:15-16. Hymn, How Firm a Foundation. Prayer. Lord of the sea and the furnace, keep me from mistaking your refining for your absence. Burn away what I protect that cannot live in your kingdom. Make my praise honest, costly, and full of wonder. And when I pass through fire and water, bring me through in Christ into your wide and living mercy. Amen.